While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Leans to the right politically. And because his back hurts, the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you on this Wednesday. So, just so you feel, again, summarizing, Kamala Harris is on the job, the post office is in charge of your health, and Joe Biden is going to answer questions tonight. What did I miss anything in the roundup of the state of the world, Steve? I think I got everything off the major pieces. And that should make you feel warm and fuzzy, I guess. Now, I heard something yesterday. What was her name? Mara Liasson, isn't that the NPR? She's on Fox a lot of times. And she was on some roundtable discussion, and I had to laugh because she's like, well, I suppose, you know, there's two things that Joe Biden has to contend with. She was being very sympathetic, and I'm not joking. I mean, really, two things that he has to contend with that he has no control over: the virus and inflation. And I just said, nobody challenged her on this. And I'm like, well, hang on a second. First of all, he told us he was going to manhandle that virus. He was going to make it his itch, and that never happened. Well, I mean, of course you can't, because it's a virus. Nobody can actually control a virus. That's the whole concept, particularly these kinds of coronaviruses. And especially if, I don't know, they've been tinkered with in a lab. That also makes it much harder. As a matter of fact, I mean, I get reports on a regular basis of medical personnel making statements like, well, this is what COVID does. We just don't know why. Which would be suspicious if you had a healthy sense of skepticism, but that apparently is no longer allowed. So there you have the virus part, but I want to go back to the inflation part that he has no control over. Are you kidding me? He created this problem. His policies, his decisions? Absolutely. This is 150%. If there can be 57 states in the union, according to Obama, then this is 157% on the shoulders of Joe Biden. And by the way, just to think for a moment, think if you can, stretch your mind back to before Donald Trump, when we were paying $4 a gallon for gas, when we had many of the factors that we're seeing now. That's not by accident. Let me be clear. And I joke about it, and nothing, you know, what could go wrong. This is all part of their plan. We get it. This is part of this idea of the Great Reset. Part of how you do it is you oppress people to the point that they embrace the loss of their own liberty in the name of somehow saving the day. And they've been pretty adamant about that. Whether it's been shutting down pipelines, instituting policies that drive up the costs of everything, the nonstop psyops of the scaredemic, the interfering with commerce that has negatively impacted our supply chain, even acknowledging that there's a problem, and not just at the top of the level, but they've been pushing this down at the state levels with all their little minions like mini-me, one-term Tony, and other governors around the state and all their little minions within the state. No, this is squarely on their show. Matter of fact, Abby Phillip from CNN essentially agrees with me. I know that's shocking. I'll play it when we get back. That you have a CNN left-wing liberal unapologetically, but pointing out the fact that this was his own mistake, particularly the inflation problem. Now, she has a slightly different take on things, not to be shocked by that, because, of course, when you're a far-left liberal progressive, you know, reason and logic, well, they're in short supply. But I'll play that when we get back. Plus, we'll get to the phones. 888-455-1360.
This is the Regular Joe Show.